today. Hello?
Hey, Marcus, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, John.
Hey, sir. Did I catch you at a better time here?
Yeah. All three of us are actually together right now.
Awesome. I don't know if I'm on speakerphone, but hello, gentlemen.
Hello, John. How's it going?
Not bad. It's Tuesday. I haven't had my tacos yet, so anyways. I know we wanted to have everyone on board here, and I believe we have another partner that I haven't met yet. Is it Elon? Did I get that right?
Yeah, sir, you did.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Elon. I'm sure you guys kind of – yeah, of course. So I know you guys probably talked a little bit amongst yourselves a little bit here and there, but did you have any questions for me regarding on what this includes, how things work? I'm here for you guys on this.
So we kind of vaguely talked to him about it. We just got – like I said, we were super busy yesterday to where not much talking was done. It was more working than anything else.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I was just telling you guys were there for a long time, huh? No thank you on that one, but yep. All right. Well, I could start from the top, put it all in a nutshell here for you, and kind of take it from there, if that works. Or
yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right, cool. So starting from the top, who we are. We're a premier Google channel partner, one of the highest tier partnerships. Google Trust handle SEO. All right. Now, in order to keep our partnership alive, one of the things, or two of the main things that we have to do is make sure we, one, perform very well. All right, our performance has to be on point, meaning we do what we say we're going to do. Two, I think this is really important for you guys to understand, is once you decide to move forward with us, we cancel out everyone else. We do not call or accept anyone else that does what you do in that area. Okay. Area meaning 50-mile radius in every direction. Now, as far as how this works, you guys are not married to anything. There's no contracts, month to month, okay? You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. The calls will come directly to you. However you want to be contacted, we put that out there for them to do so at the exact moment they need you. When it comes to your areas, we can go, 50, 55-mile radius every direction. We could exclude areas if you wanted to, narrow things down to specific counties, zip codes. I mean, you name it. We're very flexible making that happen. Keywords, same thing. I think we all could agree in Colorado, you could get all four seasons up in one day or 1 hour, if anything. So, yep. So, when it comes down to your services, I mean, you could always change things up, you could always change it out, add new things in or take things off, accordingly to however you need to. But we will have a team that's available for you to go ahead and do those things for you guys. That way you can focus more on the job at hand than on the back end of all this stuff. How this whole thing happens, customers don't have to know your business name. If they do know your business name, we want to make sure they type that in, you're number one showing. That's for sure. All right. But if they don't know and they're looking for any of your services that you provide, we do want to make sure that you're still one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly on the first page of Google. Some of your local directories as well too, like Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. Those are the main factory ones that are doing well in the area. Now, I got to say this, though. Your bread and butter is going to come mostly from Google. It's not going to come from, don't depend on just Yelp or those other directories. I don't want to cast them aside just because they're not as big, because some customers may want to search on there, too. You never know. So that's an opportunity. That's food on the table. Yes, sir. What's the next part? If they don't reach out to you through Google or these directories, if you don't have a Facebook business page, it does very well. We will develop one for you. Okay. Now, with the Facebook, we use target marketing ads on that. So meaning if they look up a keyword on Google, they don't call you, and then they go on their Facebook, catch up with some friends and family, better believe your ad will pop up on their screen with the click to call you directly as well. I'm sure you guys probably had some kind of experience like that in the past where you're like, is someone spying on me a little bit here? I was just talking about this, So.
Yeah, it's my mom.
Yeah, it's the same deal. We're not spying on you. It's not going that far out, but it's when they're actually typing on their phone and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we're having a conversation about another thing, too.
Oh, no, you're good. So far, do you have any questions for me, though? Am I explaining it pretty good?
Yeah, so far you've been playing everything good.
Okay, perfect. Now, I did promise, also, I don't forget promises, for website. You guys don't have a website at the current moment? Well, we'll go ahead and include that website, include it in this package at no additional cost. That's a favor from me coming to you guys on to make sure that you guys are set up for success, because I got to say, there's so many customers that are just like me on this one. It don't matter if you're around or have great reviews. If they don't see some kind of website, it doesn't show that credibility as much, right? Or they can look, get a more of a feel about your company, who you guys are, or even schedule something to go ahead and have an estimate or schedule in to have a phone call. So I'm throwing in the website completely included in the package. No additional cost for the life of you being with us as well, too. Okay, so you guys don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So I have one question.
Go for it, yeah.
So I remember talking to you that we use Paycheck for setting up our Google and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I don't know how to get access to all that stuff for the Google verification and stuff like that.
Okay.
If we were to move forward, if we were to do that, What would we have to do to get the Google?
Yeah, just
go to
the actual Facebook and
honestly, it's not that difficult on this part. That's more of a tech question on that one. But yeah, we just need manager access on there because we're going to be making sure that you're being found using the keywords to find that Google Business Profile. I do see your Google Business Profile, which is fine. And it's not an issue to get a hold of that. So I'm not worried about that part. I think the most biggest concern is to make sure that you guys are showing in the right areas for that Google Business Profile. And that's what we need to make sure our team is on the same page with you guys on. So communication with that is everything.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, that just was one of my biggest concerns because I know Paycheck did all that stuff for us, got us on Google, did the Google verification. I uploaded like a video and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Then,
okay.
Like they did everything to get it going, and then, like I said, they built us a website that is no longer clickable and stuff like that because I stopped using them about a month ago.
Gotcha. Yep. I tried clicking on the website when I was talking to the gentleman earlier with Eric and Marcos, and I got to say, you guys, I was like, what's going on with this website? So I kind of got to steal a little bit of that. That's why I wanted to help you guys out because website, right now, customers are looking at that and they're like, oh, maybe they shut down their business. Or the unknown gives them to have an imagination of their own, you know? So we get websites done within the first 7 to 14 days. Now, that's on average for customers that don't have any web presence or anything like that. It just depends on how much content you want to edit or, you know, modify, things like that. So it sounds like you guys already know what type of website you want to have. It's just a matter of us making that happen, that vision complete and actually on the web. So that's something we can help with for sure. Okay. Now, you guys own that domain though, right? The one I popped up was, let me see, check it out again. Colorado Solutions, heatingandplumbing.com. Is that right?
So that one we don't own because that's the one that PageSub has set up for us.
Oh, okay.
I created a business account on Google trying to set up everything myself after I got rid of them. And I remember buying a domain name for like $12 a month or a year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's Colorado Solutions LLC.com.
I don't have any. That's okay. I'm putting this in the notes. That way, when our team does talk to you guys about the website and everything like that, they'll know exactly what to do from there. If for any reason that you guys don't own it any further and there's a way we can buy it ourselves for you, then we'll do it. Okay? Again, that's including this package on there. Now, and we don't ever plan on you guys leaving or failing because we have long-term relationships. That's what we're all about here. That's how we do well. So for the life of you being with us, you will not be paying for this website, okay? But if you ever – I like to put myself in your guys' shoes all the time as well. If you did decide to part ways, as far as the website goes, if we're buying a domain for you, during the time, you don't have to pay for it. But if you did part ways and you want to keep that domain, we still make sure it's at a very affordable rate at $99 to buy off the domain anyway. But again, we're not planning on this to fail. We want to make sure it's looking spot on, make sure you're hitting the right areas, getting that phone ringing with quality calls. Okay, but I do want to make sure I mention that to you because, you know, this is me throwing a favor out. Instead of you paying for it right off the bat, save that money. You know, this may surprise you how well it's going to do for you. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Good questions on this stuff. So, I know everyone's having different conversations here, but is this something, is there anything else I can answer here before we continue with it?
I'm good with questions right now.
Okay.
At the moment, cool. I'm good.
All right.
So, yeah, we're all good. We can move forward.
Awesome, man. All right. I think it's the most people I had on one phone conversation. So it's pretty cool. First for everything.
Yeah, you got all three of us. We're driving right now. I got you on my Bluetooth in the truck. All right,
you're good. So, and just to make sure you guys are all hearing the same thing as I told you last time too. I kept the promotion rate $249 month to month. It does not move from there. Okay. I'm going to make sure I go over everything. Now, to get it started, for the account itself, I can only put one person as the main person on this account, and that person's name needs to be the one that has the name on the card that we'll be using to pay for this. Whose name should I be putting then?
Probably me, huh? If they were to move forward, the name on the card that we're going to pay for it month to month and all that, because it can only go under one of us.
Yeah, I'm going to put all of you guys in here, but as the main... you know, account holder, I have to put us for one.
Main account. Yeah, Marcos. So, yeah, it'll be me, Marcos.
Okay, and how do you spell your name, Marcos?
M-A-R-C-O-S.
Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
Vigil, V-I-G-I-L.
Right. Marcos, you ever did martial arts before in your life? I feel
no.
Like I know you. Same last name and everything. It's a good friend of mine. Swear to you. Okay. And then... I want to make sure, I promised this to everyone earlier before, you know, I want to stay on the phone with you guys even after payment so that way you can see your invoice, your text, and email. That way, you, if you have any questions or anything like that, you can ask me on the spot. What's the best email I could send the invoice to?
It'd be my first name, period E, period last name, @live.com.
@live.com. Okay. And then, oh man, I'm definitely spelling it incorrectly. M-A-R-C-O-S, period, E as in Edward, period, last name, V-I-G-E-L, @live.com. Is that right?
No, V-I-G-I-L.
Ah, that's what it was. Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. And then, is this the number I'm calling on right now, is this the best number to contact you guys in case if we ever need to go over a different promotion or different ads or anything like that?
So, this is one of them. There's two other numbers that are good.
Okay.
Contact is one of them.
Yeah, I'm going to put all those just for us to contact, but we're going to go over how you want your customers to contact you guys as well, too. But for now, is this the best phone number to contact you, though, Marcos?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. And now, the next part... this part is for Google, and I'm looking at it online right now, but I just do need to confirm, so that way we do everything by the book here. I have the business name as Colorado Solutions, plural, Heating, spelt out the word, and Plumbing, LLC. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google does require to have a business address, a physical address, to be verified, which you guys already are. But we do need to make sure that they confirm with us on this part here. So we do not have to show a physical address to the public, though. So that part is optional. I do have a business address at 824 Alexander Road, of course, Colorado Springs, 80909. Is that an address we can use?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want me to keep that private from the public, or would you like to make sure that's showcased?
I would like to keep it private just because it is a personal address right now because we are just running out of a house right now.
Okay. well, yeah.
I know down the line I do want to change it once we do get a building and stuff like that.
Awesome. And let us know ahead of time so that we're prepared for that, okay? So I'm going to make sure you guys are taken care of. Now, the next part is I promise for you guys to get introduced to our tech team. They're going to go over the website, even show you how to maneuver through your tracking system. That's going to be your next best friend. You'll be able to see the calls and everything in there. So I can set that up as early as tomorrow if you'd like, but we do ask for like an hour window because you never know how much you guys' questions might have or, you know, going over a few things. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance, though?
We should. Morning.
Yeah? Okay. You don't have to be in front of a computer, but, I mean, the more pictures, things like that you guys have, the better and smoother it is for them to actually know what kind of website they want to develop for you. Because I know a website, we need to make sure that's on point. So what time frame would work best for you guys, though, tomorrow? Like morning or evening?
Probably morning time would be the best.
Normal. Morning time. Okay. I could set up as, like, early as 8 a.m. 8 to 9, if you like. So, I mean, you tell me.
That's too early.
Yeah, it's too early for me, like, too. No, I'm kidding.
the best time would be around 10, 10:30-ish.
Okay. I'll set it from 10 to 11. If for any reason that you guys need to reschedule or it's taking too long or whatever the case may be, communication is the key on that part. Just let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate for that and, you know, reschedule. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite right now, and all you need to do is just hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side just to show you that they're committed to this meeting, and that way you also have a secondary form of contact for me. All right, Marco, so give me one second here.
I'm driving, so it'll be a little hard
for me
to confirm it right now.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I mean, you got all three of you there. I mean, you can open it up. I mean, if you're driving, then don't be driving and texting or anything, so please drive safe.
Right.
But give me one second here. Okay. All right, I'm sending that over to you guys right now, so let me know when you got it. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com.
Would it be email?
Yes, email. Yes, sir. And then I'm going to put a reminder for them right now.
All right. Got it.
Perfect. And again, you don't have to do anything further than just hitting yes on that part. Now, this next part, I want to make sure I have everyone as an authorized user on here, are all owners. So, Marcos, I got you in here. I got your first and last name, Marcos Zijo. And then I believe it was Eric. Is that right?
Yes.
And Eric, how do you spell your first and last name?
E-R-I-C. First name. My last name is Campos. That's spelled C-A-M-P-O-S.
Perfect. And I believe one... uno maso on this one. So we got Elon as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Elon, how do you spell your last name, sir? I think I got the first name right. E-L-O-N, right?
No.
Oh, man.
It's I-L-A-N.
Oh. A-N. Perfect. Okay, and then how do you spell your last name, sir?
It's B-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Mm-hmm.
Casquez. Yeah, like the DJ over here. I love these names, man. All right, cool. So, next thing is, now, you mentioned, I'm going to use Marcos, if it's all right with all three of you guys. I'm going to use the phone number. My first contact would be Marcos's phone number because his name is the account holder on here, okay? But far as for your customers, how would you guys like the customers to reach out? Whose phone number, all three of you, or tell me how you want that to work?
Start with Marcos, and then me, and then Elon, or vice versa. And then me,
yeah, you can probably just put their numbers.
Okay. All right. Here, give me the phone numbers this is for the customers to contact. What's the first number?
So the first one will be mine, the one that ends in 6648, the one that we're talking on right now.
Oh, okay. That's easy. All right. And then what's the next number?
It is 719-715-7000.
Okay.
3292.
392. Perfect. And then one more number, right?
Yeah. So it's 719-341-9393.
Okay, nice and easy. That's a good number, actually. Now,
right.
Now, do you guys want the customers to reach out just by phone calls, or do you want them to be able to email as well, or just to keep it that way?
Phone calls preferably.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next question. You actually led into my question. When you guys build us a website, will we get, like, personalized emails for that website as well? Like,
we could put in the email, your email address, or whichever email address you'd like to put for them to contact you directly on that. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
well,
that's
we
for sure.
Have a company email as well set up already.
It's,
okay.
Colorado. Do you want the email real quick?
Yes.
It's Colorado Solutions Heating at
gmail.com. Perfect. Okay, I got that in here. Now, the next part is, okay, I'm going to go over this part because on Google right now, it shows your hours of operations are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Would you like to keep that the same or change it up?
Keep that the same right now.
Okay, perfect. And then also, how far out, I mean, I think just from previously talking with you gentlemen earlier, yesterday, when it comes to your target market, I mean, my personal opinion, again, and this is my personal opinion, is put it at the 50-mile mark or 55-mile marker. See what kind of hits you're getting as well, too. You never know. You might get a most profitable job farther out in Denver, maybe. But if not, if you're doing very well close range proximity, then you can always change it as well, too. But the choice is up to you guys of how you want to do that.
I'm fine with the 50-mile marker.
Yeah, me too. So we're good with the 50-mile marker.
Okay, sounds good. And then for your customers, how do you accept payment? Do you guys accept it by cash only? Do you guys do checks,
cash,
Venmo,
check,
Zelle?
Art, Venmo, Zelle.
So we pretty much accept everything except we don't do financing.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I'm just going to throw in some extra and say it out loud to you. Got my Cash App and Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay maybe. Just because
we don't have
I don't know.
Pay.
Don't have Apple
no
Pay.
No Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No Apple Pay, no Samsung.
All right. Cool.
Cash App, Venmo, Zelle.
I can make an Apple
okay.
Pay.
Cash App, Venmo. Okay. Perfect. Gotcha. And then the next part, as far as the Facebook business page, you guys, I remember you mentioned you had one, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know if I was able to find that last time or what. Let me take a look.
If you type Colorado Solutions Heating and Plumbing LLC into Facebook, it should pop up.
Okay. All right. Let me see here.
So I got to run inside this one place real quick, but I'll leave these guys here to talk.
Sounds good. Yep. We're about good so far here. Appreciate you, man. Yeah. It's only going to take like 5-10 minutes left here, so we got you. I got you.
Okay. Wow. Eric's going to run inside right now instead of me.
Oh.
It's going to be my car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. There you go. All right. Let's see here. Next is... I'll just put that there. Now, for your bread and butter... I'm talking about, like, your main services you always want to be found for. I know I'm putting you on a spot right now, but I'd rather give this, because I'm going to send this to our team. By the time they talk to you guys tomorrow, I don't want them starting from scratch and say, who are you? How are we going to help you? I want to make sure it's complete opposite. You know, they know exactly what to do
right.
to help you guys and things like that. So,
so
obviously.
I have three ready for you right now.
It's rock and roll, man. Let's do it. Yeah, what do you got?
So got heating, got cooling, and got plumbing.
And plumbing. Yep. Main source is right there. Okay.
Yeah,
is there any terminology?
Main sources.
Now, do you guys do like installs or repairs too, or how does that work?
So we do maintenance, service, repairs, install.
Okay.
or replace. So yeah, install, service, maintenance, repair, and then, all that stuff.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure, hey, you never know. They could be typing anything. I want to make sure if they do type it, they're seeing you. So I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more. Just me. More. That way they could bring that up and say, hey, listen, in the area they're using these keywords better too. You want to use it. You know what I mean? So it doesn't hurt. Got this here. Looks like that's set. And I believe I remember you guys mentioning you guys are businesses licensed and insured, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that is the domain you guys own. I'm putting the notes here for the website from me here. Yes. Boom. Okay. Looks like we're good. I'm going to go ahead and send this to our team right now. The next part is, and I'm not accepting a no for an answer, it's the voice verification to protect you guys on your pricing. So on this part, it's all recorded. And I will ask a few questions in the beginning. Please just let me know if you have any questions or concerns. Stop me in my tracks and ask, because that's what I'm here for, okay? But okay. I will ask a few questions in there. Try to answer as clear as possible on that, all right? Before I even do that, though, do you have my direct number, the 877 number?
No, I have 719-838 right now on my ping.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to give you our direct phone number. It's voice activated. That way you can contact anybody on here at the company.
Okay. We're typing in right now, so we're ready to go for it.
All right, so it's 877-635-6225. And you can save it as local splash.
Perfect.
Right. No. Yeah, perfect. All right. Awesome. So I will bring that phone number up again on the recording part here. You can contact website. You can say Facebook. You can say billing, customer support, whatever it is from there. And they'll be open Monday through Friday for you guys on that, okay? So without further ado, I'm going to hit record and get it started. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, everyone, please state your name. Marcos, please state the name of your business. There you go. Start with that.
It'll be Colorado Solutions Heating and Plumbing LLC.
Perfect. And if you can name or go one at a time, please name your state your name and title within the business.
Marcos Vigil.
Perfect.
Co-owner.
All right.
Elon Vasquez, co-owner.
Awesome.
We're missing Eric for this.
Okay. We also have Eric. Okay. Perfect. Another co-owner. And, of course, gentlemen, you guys are authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, right? As a result of increased
right.
visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause on that part. Gentlemen, I'm going to set up a security question and answer after this because...
Oh, you're cutting out.
I don't care if their name is Josh. Yeah, I'm here with you. So
sorry, it's cutting in
what I
out.
Was saying is, oh, man. All right. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Okay, great.
I can hear you.
So this next part, okay. So after this recording here, I'm going to set up a security question and answer. Anytime we call in from here on out, we will only ask the security question. We will never give out the answer. So for all three of you gentlemen, please don't forget the answer to it because I want to make sure you're not locked out of the account, okay? Just want to make sure you know
okay.
we're keeping it confidential between us. All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And our last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 19th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. It will be a recurring payment. So that means when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 19th of each month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you guys. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. As promised, you guys, I just want to make sure you guys are well protected on the pricing and everything, okay? We're almost done here. So next part, like I said, I joke around about this part, but I've seen someone get locked out before because they forgot their own answer. So don't forget your answer, okay? You can make up anything you want, but we'll never give out the answer to it. So you have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet was Star.
Oh man, I got a funny one coming, I bet.
We got first pet's name.
Okay. And again, this will never change, and we will. Okay. All right. So, all right. Now, I'm putting this in. It's never going to change, and we're never giving that answer out, okay? So, I'm sure you guys won't forget that one. All right. Now, we're in the last part. Marcus, far as, you know, on the card, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
There's a middle initial as well.
Okay, and what letter is that?
E.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm assuming, is it to the same billing address, though, the 824?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Would it be a Visa?
Okay. And now, Marcos, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, so I have 4259-0740-0756-9515.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
11/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
649.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, now you guys know I'm not lying to you, man. We've got a really nice promotional rate. I want to make sure it stays like that in our systems. So if you don't mind, just like 2 seconds, I like to refresh it like 3 different times to make sure it stays that way. All right.
Okay.
And we are good. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I don't forget my promises. I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email, okay? So whichever comes first to you, let me know, and that way I could direct you to see the breakdown of everything in there that we promised, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And I think it just went through now, so let me know, and then I can direct you from there. Let's see here. Let me refresh on my side just to kind of speed it up for you. Okay. And
you said it'd be text message or email?
No, it'll be both. Yeah.
It'll be both?
Yes, sir. And you know what? That email kind of went back to me again. Let me double check. See? Let's see here. email still process? Okay, yeah, the email sent back because it didn't save on that one. The guy went to back to check here. Marcos, you said that, if I remember correctly, it was a first name, period, E, last name, was it? Something like that?
So it's Marcos, period, E, period, Vigil, live.com.
At live.com. Let me put that in. See if that helps it. Why didn't say that was confusing for me? Okay. If it doesn't go in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to... Yeah, I was going to say, if it doesn't come in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to send it personally myself, so...
Okay, I think I got the text message.
Okay.
Local stuff. Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay, awesome.
I got the email as well.
Yay! Okay, it just flooded in. All right, so next thing is, I want to make sure you see it. So they both go to the same spot, okay? But in a text message, if you click on the – there's a link in there. It says click here to accept your subscription terms. I'm going to click on that, and okay. In there is a breakdown of everything we discuss, Facebook ads, all of it. And I just want to make sure you guys all hear me on this part. It will have extra things of not extra things, but extra programs that you can upgrade to in the future. Now, if you ever decide to upgrade your package, please let me know. I don't want you guys to ever pay the normal rate. You will never have to. I can apply the same promotional rate to the other packages for you. Okay? Take a look at it. Again, website normally costs a lot extra for other things to build and develop a website. You guys do not have to pay for a website. Okay? At the bottom, take your time. I'm here if you have any questions. At the bottom, there's two checkboxes that everyone misses because they're so darn small. You want to click on that and type in your name just like I always show us on the card, and that's our last step. So as I promised, I want to stay on the phone with you in case you had any questions before you get there, okay? So let me know. I will be signed on my side,
okay.
Yeah, but I'm here with you.
I got it.
All right. Perfect, perfect.
Do I have to create a login and all that, or is that your side of things?
No. So if you're going, if it says like username and password, that's your dashboard.
Yeah.
You guys can track that. That's your next best friend I've been telling you all about, okay? So if I give you the login and password right now, you'll see nothing in there. We didn't work on it yet, okay? Tomorrow,
okay.
When our team talks to you, they will give that login and password and walk you through to show how you can keep track of your analytics and update your website from there, see phone calls, everything. So like I said, that's a very important phone call. If for any reason you guys need to reschedule, let me know or let them know, and they'll go ahead and reschedule for you guys. It's not an issue. All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, I want to say this. Congratulations,
yeah,
gentlemen.
I tell you, I'm trusting you with this.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, hey, challenge accepted to, you know, prove you guys that, you know, this is the real deal, you know. If I could give the best advice to make sure that this works the best it can, though, is two things. Keep track of that dashboard and also communicate with our team. I can say this. No one's perfect, but we always strive for perfection. So if they have a different color scheme that you didn't like on your website or something, let them know. They'll be like, okay, great. Yeah, let's go ahead and change that up and make it happen from there. They'll start to adapt to your business. Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, yes, sir. It's got to be. It's got to be on point, man. All right. Well, welcome to the family, gentlemen. All right. Again, tomorrow, very important phone call. And please get used to them asking that security question. I don't want you guys giving your information out just to anybody because they said they're local splash. I want to make sure that they really are. your first pet's name. Yes, sir. All right, gentlemen. It's been an absolute pleasure. If for any reason you guys still needed to speak with me or, you know, update a package or anything like that, that email that I sent it the information to, that's the best way to contact me. As you guys know, I always reach back out as soon as I can, okay? That's probably the best way I can see if I'm on a phone with someone, then I can always contact you right away. All right?
Okay. So the one that we're on right now is the best way to contact you, but the other, the 8707 is to talk to whoever we need to talk to, like Facebook, marketing, all that?
No. From here on out, it'll be the 877 number. In my email, it has my extension at 3736. Okay? But if I'm on a phone or whatever it is, email, if I'm on the phone, I can still look at my email. Right, I can respond to you and say, all right, I'll be free in like 2 minutes here or 15, whatever from there, you know? But I always reach back out no matter what.
Okay.
All right. All right, guys. All right, gentlemen. Well, you take care. Please drive safe. I don't know if you're still driving or what. We'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Yeah. All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you guys. You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, take care. Bye.